So I promise everyone, this is actually not a sermon. It's a very short reflection. So we're not going to start off for a 20-minute reflection at this point. So so when I first came to CMCL, I heard about this thing called Peace School. And at the time, it was a thing of the not-so-distant past. A week of summer evening enrichment for CMCL kids, similar to summer vacation Bible school, except that the theme every year was the same. The theme was peace, drawing from Bible stories and other stories. The high school-aged kids and young adults of CMCL reminisced fondly about the songs they had learned and the stories they were told, and how grounding and formative that emphasis on peace was for them. You might notice that Mennonite Action, one of whose founders is Nick Martin, who grew up here, used the term Peace School for some of their resourcing of volunteers and education. In fact, it was those grown-up kids of CMCL who contacted us on staff and said, we need to offer Peace School again because the kids now need to have what we got to have. And so we brought back Peace School, and especially in that first year or so, those young adults and youth who had asked us to bring it back for the younger kids stepped up to help, because as things often happen in a church or a congregational setting, the reason that things come and go is activities often actually has to do with the energy of people to do it, because it takes a lot, as Meredith gave us that long list of folks who helped out. The ratio of kids to volunteers, you know, is pretty low, which is awesome. But yeah, it takes a lot. It takes a lot. So Peace School has been a really important aspect of this community's life. And so we had to come up with some creative ways to make it happen in different ways during the pandemic, but are really glad that it's coming back more in full swing. Compared to other churches, even Mennonite churches which are peace traditions, you might wonder, well, why peace every year? But I think, especially in the recent decades, when there's been a lot of division within faith groups, focusing on peace was seen both as a good focus and subject that would hopefully be unifying and non-controversial, but also all those tools, all the curriculum around peace, they're tools to help us navigate exactly such times as these, when, as the scripture says, we cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. But today I want to say to the kids of CMCL, as a grown-up here, that we grown-ups need to refresh our peace skills every year too. We need to sing the songs that remind us of what we believe here as a community. So this morning, we'll be doing a little bit of that here. So the grown-ups of CMCL, maybe 15, 16 years ago now, wrote down some of the things that we believe in that we want to remember and hold on to. And so every year we read those core values, as we call them, together at our celebration of Community Sunday. And we have them printed and framed throughout the building, so children and adults alike. If you ever are bored during potluck or something, you can poke around and see how many places you can find the core values framed throughout the church. And we have a prayer printed on the back of our bulletins. The CMCL Vision Prayer is on the back of our bulletins every Sunday. We don't say the prayer every Sunday, but it's there every Sunday. And it's kind of a cheat sheet of our core values, because every line of this prayer is the first line of one of the core values. So if you ever want to be reminded of those, it's on the back of the bulletin every Sunday. So right now, I'm just going to read the last four core values, because I think our Peace School Bible School week this year really fits those core values well, and because we grown-ups need to be reminded of things year after year, too. So this is for us. Our sixth core value says, we are open to new dreams. We encourage all in our midst to grow and use their gifts, regardless of age, gender, or length of time in the congregation. 7, we are responsive to human need. We want our lives to be more than solely for ourselves. We serve and celebrate our neighborhoods, especially our urban Lancaster context. This year, one of the really exciting parts of Peace School is that we joined with East Chestnut Street Mennonite Church, a neighbor congregation here in urban Lancaster. This year, we met in their building and followed their Bible school curriculum. And next year, the children of both of our congregations will presumably meet here in our building for Peace School for a week of summer evenings focused around Bible stories and peace. So this year has been a really lovely way to work together in our local neighborhood and context. And I'm also aware that that level of cooperation and working together is lovely, but it actually probably took more work. You know, they always say, you know, a group project actually ends up being more work sometimes than doing something on your own, even though doing something on our own here is a group project too. But I really appreciate all the work that Meredith and our committee did to make it possible to do that together with another sister congregation. Number 8, we strive to respond with justice, peacemaking, and compassion. We take seriously the church's call to address issues of social, economic, and ecological justice and to challenge oppressive systems in our culture. We proclaim the building of shalom peace and right relationships as the heart of the biblical message. This year, each of the stories the children focused on had running water through them in some way, or had water running through them in some way, which was a perfect fit to our series this spring on watershed discipleship, and how our conversation here has been talking amongst each other and looking to our scripture and looking to resources available to us through science, etc., looking at how we are so interconnected with all living beings that share the same water source and that are upstream from the same endpoints. Our church alone can't keep our watershed healthy. So it's very important that we work with other congregations and the work that's already being done by local government and nonprofits, joining into that work and learning how to not just have a heart to protect everyone and everything in our watershed, but to work together as a watershed united to do this work together. And the final one, we are being drawn into a new creation. We believe that transformation of ourselves and our world is ultimately the work of God's Spirit. And we find the Spirit among us when we gather in peace, when we gather. So gathering our children together and giving them a chance to do creative work together is a big piece of that. And gathering every Sunday morning is, in fact, Peace School as well, if we stop and think about it. So again, I just want to publicly say just a huge thank you to Meredith and our Peace School committee for doing this on behalf of our congregation. Whenever we as a church commit to doing something as a congregation, the carry through is often actually done by a small group of CMCLers. And so many CMCLers take one piece of what we commit to do and help to carry that out. It's work that we do on behalf of one another, but we can excitedly say we continue our Peace School tradition because a few people in our congregation make it happen. And so you so graciously thanked all our volunteers, and I just want to thank you, especially to Meredith. So, and we protected our watershed by not having air conditioning at East Chestnut Street this week as well, which was probably ecologically good, but really was taking one for the team for our volunteers. So especially thank you for that. So in closing, I invite you to join me in reading this vision prayer together. And then we will close this short reflection by singing a grown-up peace song together. So. Let's read this all together. Through your grace, O God, form us into a community called to follow Jesus, known and loved by you, nourished throughout our lives by worship, relationships, and the biblical story, open to new voices and new dreams, committed to one another in times of celebration and difficulty, responsive to human need with justice and compassion. May your spirit draw us together into your new creation.